News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
606 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. 74 now. I got that right. Another 10 degrees warmer than it was at this time yesterday, at a high in the 80s today. And humidity, does that mean rain? Well, we'll find out more from Dr. Bill in just 1 minute. First, let's check traffic. Here's Kane.
Good morning, everyone, from the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Light traffic so far this Wednesday morning with accident-free conditions across Bayway, Daphne, Spanish Fort. Light traffic and no delays all the way from Mobile, 1065 split it out towards Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner, they're offering delivery through the Waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick up as well at 625-3910 in Daphne, including $5 wings, fried pickles, and cheese sticks. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect isolated showers today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 70. And tomorrow, isolated showers and thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
609 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Wednesday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig. Of course, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, came with traffic. And coming up this morning, we'll talk to Jeff Poore as well in the 8 o'clock hour. And yesterday, the deadliest day in the United States battle against the coronavirus. We'll break down the numbers for you nationally and here at home, and also talk about what's happening here at home as Mobile City Council then gave the green light to having enforceable fines with Mobile's curfew. Did you break curfew?
I actually did not, because I left a little late this morning, so I got started at 5 a.m.
So you were good. You didn't You didn't have a chance.
And I got home way before 10 p.m. yesterday. I mean, I think I would have been fine if the curfew were 4 p.m. yesterday. I just got home early.
It's, you know, like I said, one of the silver linings to this very gray cloud has been getting around Mobile and Baldwin County has been fairly easy, a big reduction in traffic out there.
Yeah, it really has been. And I'd be lying if I said I wasn't taking advantage of the empty streets. It's been a lot easier to drive around than normal. And normally, you know, you start looking at the clock, and if you have to be somewhere around 5:30 or 5:45, or in the morning if you need to get somewhere around 8:30, now you don't have to worry as much about what time you leave.
That is for sure. All right, and COVID-19 by the numbers. Total cases, the latest number I have, Dalton, 400,549 cases in the USA.
Yeah, we crossed that 400,000 mark, and we're now nearing 13,000 total deaths in the United States. The number as of this morning is 12,857, and we'll get to the local numbers here in a minute, but it's Louisiana that I'm looking at right now.
Let's talk about
any state.
We've been talking about that for weeks now.
And Louisiana, of course, much smaller, land wise compared to all these other states that we're seeing at the top of the charts with the most number of cases.
Yeah, population wise, obviously, land. Look at like a California. Look at New York.
And when you look at the total number of cases here in Alabama, which is just over 2,000, Louisiana is hitting almost 1,500 a day over the last couple of days.
Monday was 1,800 something, I believe.
It was way up Monday. Tuesday, I think it was right around 1,500.
Okay.
And then yesterday, they added 1,417 more cases in Louisiana, which brings them up to 16,284 total cases in the state, and they're now up to 582 total deaths. But
y'all think about that once again. As Dalton and I've said, per capita, you've got Louisiana. I mean, the situation there, and we'll get into some of the descriptions and maybe the why coming up in a little bit. But you look at Louisiana, just a thousand behind California, and look at the population difference between Louisiana and California, and look at the fact that California has at least been reported.
It seems
had been exposed way before Louisiana.
Yeah, we started seeing the first confirmed cases on the West Coast in Washington.
Remember,
and
they
California.
Brought the cruise ship people in there to Northern California. Mm-hmm. You had the stories. Obviously, you have a lot more travel between Asia and the United States coming into California than you do into Louis Armstrong Airport in New Orleans.
Yeah, and then of course it went to New York City, and that's where we've seen more deaths and more cases than anywhere in the United States at this point. The bad news is New York did have almost 10,500 more cases added to their rolls yesterday, and they've now got 5,489 total deaths in New York. But I guess the good news, if you want to look at that, there's been fewer hospitalizations, fewer ventilators, people being put on ventilators in New York. So we might start seeing that curve in New York go down, but it was so high at its peak that the numbers that they have still daily are just unreal.
And looking at Alabama numbers.
Yeah, when we look at our local numbers, the Alabama Department of Public Health, they've been updating their site pretty often. And as of 6 o'clock this morning, we now have 2,197 confirmed cases in the state. 39 have died from COVID-19. There have been 14,765 total tests performed, according to them, and 271 hospitalizations since March 13th. When we look at the numbers locally, 202 cases now in Mobile County. So overnight, we passed that 200 mark. 42 cases in Baldwin County. They're reporting one death in Baldwin County, six deaths in Mobile County due to COVID-19. There are seven cases in Washington County and one death attributed to the virus. 10 cases in Clark County, five in Monroe County, three in Escambia County, six cases in Choctaw County, two in Kanaka County, and 13 in Wilcox County.
So these are the numbers as we enter into this Wednesday. Nationally, this is supposedly the big week, right, in the fight. This is maybe where we reach the peak in the number of deaths or new cases and start to trend downward. Of course, that is nationally. I don't know if that doesn't mean that a state like Louisiana is still on the rise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they bring up the hot spots, and they expect different hot spots to hit at different times. And we've talked a lot this week about the model from the University of Washington that is actually used in concert with other models by the federal government, but this IHME, Institute for Health Metrics and Evaluation, they have different days for each state when they believe they'll reach both their number of peak resources used, as in hospital beds, ICU beds, and ventilators. And then they also have the date where they think each state will reach its peak in deaths. Now, for the entire United States, I believe they have April 15th as the peak use of resources date. So that's within, actually, now they've updated it to April 11th. So 3 days until they believe United States will hit its peak in number of resources needed for people suffering from COVID-19. And they say that the United States will reach its peak in daily projected peak in daily deaths in 4 days, where this model predicts we will have 2,212 deaths per day on April 12th. And then that number will start to drop down after that. But remember, this is a model that we're talking about, and it takes a lot of inputs in order to make an accurate model. And they've already changed this model quite a bit because things were looking much more dire in their model just 4 days ago.
That's right.
They updated.
That's some good news.
We thought that we would have, according to their model, nearly 5,000 deaths in Alabama when this was all said and done. Since then, they've updated it, and the numbers have really dropped. They think that Alabama will reach its peak resource use in 12 days on April the 20th, and they believe, according to their model, that we have enough hospital beds and enough ICU beds to care for these patients. They also believe that Alabama will reach its projected peak in daily deaths in 14 days, and that that peak would be 27, which is down even further from where it was yesterday, where they had the peak at 43. Three deaths a day.
All right. Let's also talk about more things that are good news stories. Porch Panda Creek Indians donated $1 million to a local hospital. We'll talk about that coming up. Also, what's being done for Alabama businesses. This atlasalabama.gov website. We have Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth joining us in the noon hour of Midday Mobile today to talk more about that, but more resources for Alabama small business. At the same time, we're hearing that the money won't be there maybe as quickly as we thought. And issues with the small business loans in the banks. And I can say this, we'll talk about it later on. I was navigating this yesterday, getting the final papers sent in for our radio station, and they had changed things over the last 2 days, what you had to have and didn't have to have. It was confusing for a small business person like me and people at the bank level. This is going to be a uphill climb on that as well. All right, coming up in sports, we got anything? Is there a sport left?
Yeah, because the college football coaches are duking it out right now. Maybe not literally and not on the field, but a couple different perspectives for whether college football season will be played in this upcoming season and when it could be played. Mack Brown, the former ESPN analyst and now coach for North Carolina, and Mike Gundy, the Oklahoma State head coach, both gave differing opinions yesterday. I'll let you know about that coming up.
Also, Governor Ivey delaying the due date for prison construction proposals. Remember, she may take this out of the hands of the legislature and do it from the executive branch position. We'll talk more about that in just a couple minutes. And as something we've talked about throughout this process, I remember it was first brought up, Congressman Byrne said this weeks ago, as we look at the physical health issues surrounding COVID-19, what about those experiencing extra stress from this economy? What about mental health issues? Jim Roop from Westwood One has more on that.
Stress, it's a toll taker on both mental and physical health.
And all of us work through that stress differently.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says you can't moralize the handling of stress. Some do it well. Others, he says, are struggling.
Understandably, struggling because they lost their job and they don't have a paycheck. Struggling because their kids aren't at school. Struggling in ways where they're having a hard time sleeping, where they're a little bit shorter, a little more irritable, and they're prone to doing things that aren't healthy.
Drinking more, either adult beverages or sugary drinks, too much screen time, unhealthy diets. And kids, he says, they feel it too.
And they manifest stress very differently. They have a tummy ache. They may not be sleeping as well. They may be particularly irritable.
Irritability knows no age barrier. He's asked the state's Surgeon General, Dr. Nadine Burke-Harris, to come up with some guidance to handle stress. She says, too, long-term stay-at-home mandates, along with the lost wages, school closures, throws everything out of whack.
During times of heightened stress, our bodies make more stress hormones, including adrenaline and cortisol. And these can affect our health, our behaviors, and our emotions. Changes in sleep patterns or appetite. Mood changes such as anxiety, depression, or anger, an increased risk of substance use or dependence, and family violence.
She says there are things we can do to manage the stress, which in turn will improve both our mental and physical health.
Safe, stable, and nurturing relationships help to protect our brains and bodies from the harmful effects of stress and adversity. Healthy nutrition, regular exercise, mindfulness like meditation, good sleep hygiene, and staying connected to our social supports and getting mental health care all help to decrease stress hormones and improve our health.
Her Surgeon General's playbook on stress relief during COVID-19, no matter where you are in the country, can be found online at covid19.ca.gov. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
By the way, addendum to that, they mentioned the mental health and the stress issues for children. If you'll go to the tab COVID-19 local news on the front page of fmtalk1065.com, you'll find a link there. You can do it through the other pod if you get the podcast delivered to your phone through iTunes or Stitcher or any of the podcast platforms. It's there as well, or you can just go to the FM Talk 1065 podcast tab. But we've curated, right? That's a fancy word?
Mm-hmm.
Which I say just gathered up.
Yeah, it's a buffet.
There you go.
All you can eat.
All you can eat buffet of a wide-ranging different bunch of interviews surrounding COVID-19. But last week, I had Dr. Summer Sullivan, PhD child psychologist on. Yes, she is my younger sister. She's also brilliant and very good at this, and talked with me for about half hour about what to tell our kids, what not to tell our kids, how to navigate this with our children. I trust her enough. I mean, she's my children's aunt, and she's also my sister. Don't hold that against her, but she is a really great discussion about what we should be talking about with our children or not talking about with our children during this crisis. You can check that interview out in a podcast form by going to the front page of fmtalk1065.com. Just click on the link for COVID-19 local news. Look for Dr. Summer Sullivan. That interview's waiting for you. Also, the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. Love to hear from you. When do you think things will start getting back to normal? Right now, 37% of y'all say next month of May. June gets 32% of the vote. July gets 5% of the vote. August, 16% of the vote. Winter, fall gets 0. And 2021 gets 11% of the vote. You can vote online right now, front page of fmtalk1065.com.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting nearly 2,200 cases of COVID-19 in the state with 64 deaths. With limited testing available, 202 people have tested positive in Mobile County. 8 people have died. There are 42 confirmed cases in Baldwin County. Clark County has now reported 10 cases, while Washington County is reporting 7. Austell is working to protect its employees after a second worker tested presumptive positive for COVID-19. Mobile's largest industrial employer says the employee has not been back at work since the middle of March. Mobile police officers will be allowed to give you a ticket if you violate the city's curfew. This comes after the city council voted on the ordinance yesterday. You can receive a $100 ticket the first time you get caught. If you're caught violating that curfew again, you will receive a $200 ticket. Essential workers are the only ones allowed to go out after 10 p.m. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Good morning, 623 FM Talk 1065. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. As spring sports continue to wait for the coronavirus pandemic to fade away before they resume their seasons, everyone's attention's turning to football and whether or not the college and pro seasons will start on time. Oklahoma State coach Mike Gundy said yesterday that his goal is to get back on the field by May the 1st.
We need to get back to playing football for a variety of reasons, if the medical people say we can. We don't need to let 1 or 2 months take that away from us. There's too many people that are relying on it.
Gundy told reporters he hopes that tests for COVID-19 will be available in a few weeks to clear both employees and players. Following Gundy's comments, Oklahoma State issued a statement saying that the decision about when to bring the football team back together would not be up to Gundy. Meanwhile, North Carolina head coach Mack Brown told Paul Feinbaum yesterday that he does not think college football will be played if fans cannot attend.
I don't think it's safe. If it's not safe for fans, it's not safe for players. They're going to be right next to each other. I mean, they're going to be hitting each other in the mouth and breathing on each other for 3.5-4 hours. So I just don't see that working either way.
Brown also shot down the idea of starting the 2020 season early in June or postponing it until next spring. Penn State Vice President of Athletic Operations Sandy Barber said the football programs would likely need around 60 days to prepare for a season once restrictions are lifted. 625 on FM Talk 1065. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Welcome to Bo's! We're open for business and serving up fresher-than-fresh burritos, bowls, or whatever you're craving. Made just for you from our 20-plus fresh and flavorful ingredients. Check out our menu and order online at Moe's.com. Pick up your order or delivery is available through DoorDash and Waiter. Every Moe's is locally owned, which is why you'll see that we're not just serving awesome Southwest food, we're serving the community. Four locations, Rangeline Road, McGregor Avenue, the Eastern Shore Center, and in Daphne.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at FMTalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning for the SpringoToyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department clear. State troopers working an accident. County Road 138 east of Highway 225 at Bay Minette. Overturned vehicle in a ditch. Shouldn't be there for too much longer, and it's not affecting too much traffic. Good ride still across the Bayway. The causeway this morning. Loaded CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and Foley at 3872 South McKenzie Street. If you're suffering from extra anxiety or depression, they can help with their Lotus CBD products, and they're now also offering curbside service. Lotus CBD. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 626 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Dr. Bill's on the way. Just a little bit. We've got some rain in the mix, and that's kind of good news because even while there's a coronavirus epidemic going on, there's an allergy epidemic happening at the same time.
Amen.
Like I said the other day, not to be gross, y'all, but to be gross for a second, the productive cough is a good thing.
Yeah, and obviously you would never want a pandemic like this to happen, but if it could have happened in any time other than allergy season, I think a lot more people would be less stressed out than thinking they might have it.
That's for sure. And sad news overnight, a story we reported last week that John Prine had been diagnosed with COVID-19. John Prine, for who Rolling Stone says, who for five decades wrote rich, plain-spoken songs that chronicled the struggles and stories of everyday working people and changed the face of modern American roots music, died yesterday at Nashville's Vanderbilt University Medical Center at age 73. The cause was complications related to COVID-19, confirmed by his family. We've lost one of the giants of Americana out there with John Prine. I know a lot of hearts broken over that one as well as mine is. All right, Dr. Bill Williams on the way in just minutes, and we'll check in with Kane for more traffic coming up.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting nearly 2,200 cases of COVID-19 in the state with 64 deaths. With limited testing available, 202 people have tested positive in Mobile County. 8 people have died. There are 42 confirmed cases in Baldwin County. Clark County has now reported 10 cases, while Washington County is reporting 7. Austell is working to protect its employees after a second worker tested presumptive positive for COVID-19. Mobile's largest industrial employer says the employee has not been back at work since the middle of March. Mobile police officers will be allowed to give you a ticket if you violate the city's curfew. This comes after the city council voted on the ordinance yesterday. You can receive a $100 ticket the first time you get caught. If you're caught violating that curfew again, you will receive a $200 ticket. Essential workers are the only ones allowed to go out after 10 p.m. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars. Right now, our country and beloved city is trying to navigate through uncertain times, and I have no doubt that we as Mobilians will make it through stronger than ever. In order to do that, we need to come together, help and support one another. Being a family-owned business, we rely on the support of our local community and customers to keep our business moving forward. At Classic Cars, we're open for business in both our sales and service departments, and we are not alone. Throughout our city, locally owned and small businesses are what makes the great city of Mobile great and unique. And the people that work at these places are the backbone of these businesses and what keeps them moving forward. From all of us at Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, we'd like to ask you to make an effort and continue to shop locally. Support all of Mobile's small businesses, from clothing stores, restaurants, radio stations, and everything in between. And together, let's all keep Mobile moving forward.
Since 1957, Thompson Tractor has been committed to serving the needs of our customers and employees. The country relies on you, our customers, to provide power, water, transportation of goods, infrastructure, governmental services, healthcare, secure data, and even food on the table. And you rely on us to make sure you can do your jobs. We're dedicated to doing our part. Thompson Tractor is open for business. Although it's by no means business as usual, we want you to know we're up and running. As a company, we're following all CDC protocols and guidelines. But all branches are open to support service, parts, rental, and sales. Online genuine CAT parts ordering is open 24/7 at parts.cat.com. For locations, hours, and real-time updates, visit thompsontractor.com or follow us on social media. Together, we'll get through this, because just like you, we have what it takes.
Special report, coronavirus update. Could the nation's hottest coronavirus hotspot be cooling a bit? New York just recorded its worst day, 731 deaths, but New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio sees some hope.
It's a long battle ahead, but we do see some progress. We've thought there'd be a lot more patients who would need ventilators. That rate of increase in the number of people who came into a hospital and needed a ventilator, it's really reduced now. The number of people going in a hospital to begin with, we're seeing a reduction.
The national death toll this morning stands at 12,911. The warmer weather is bringing increased violations of social distance guidelines in Washington, D.C., even as health officials predict the nation's capital could become one of the next hotspots in the virus crisis. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has spent a second night in intensive care at a London hospital suffering from coronavirus. He's in stable condition as his top cabinet members meet on ways to move forward without him. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Crude oil up 76 cents at $24.37 a barrel after a two-day fall, lifted by hopes that a meeting between OPEC members and allied producers tomorrow will trigger output cuts to shore up prices that have crumbled amid the pandemic. Thursday's video conference meeting between members of OPEC and its allies, including Russia, is widely expected to be more successful than their gathering in early March. That ended in failure to extend cuts and a price war between Saudi Arabia and Russia amid slumping demand. Just weeks ago, cities and some states were busy banning straws, limiting takeout containers, and mandating that shoppers bring reusable bags or pay a small fee as the movement to eliminate single-use plastics took off. Now, during a pandemic, hard-won bans to reduce the use of plastic, and especially plastic shopping bags, have come under fire amid worries about the virus clinging to reusable bags, cups, and straws. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open. That's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So what do you provide? Cookie cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Hey, this is Sean, and I host a couple shows here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm also one of the owners of this station, and because of that, I feel like I'm in a unique position to be a voice for local small business. Our station works hard to be a voice for coastal Alabama, just like our advertisers work hard to bring great products and services to all of us. Local small business provides more jobs to more of your friends and family than any other class of employer. So I'm asking a favor of you, for all of us. Shop local with the businesses that are vital to our local economy. Thanks for your help, and we'll all get through this together.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
I'm no meteorologist, Dr. Bill, but I can remember what happened yesterday. It's 10 degrees warmer at our studios than it was yesterday.
Yeah, indeed. We're going to get up into the mid-80s this afternoon. Yesterday, we got up to 78 degrees, so... It's more humid today. It will be more humid today and warmer. We have a slight chance that we could see a shower or a thunderstorm, especially this afternoon. Look for clouds this morning, but then we'll have some, we should have some sunshine during the afternoon hours. Now, tonight, I expect some fog to develop after midnight. Low tonight will only be around 70. And then tomorrow, again, a slight chance of a shower or a thunderstorm. And could be even warmer tomorrow, up around 88 degrees for tomorrow afternoon. Now, a cold front will be moving down through Alabama tomorrow, and it will get down to the coast tomorrow night. So as a result, even though we'll just see some isolated showers tomorrow, we'll see numerous showers for tomorrow night as that front moves in. And then on Friday, we'll have some clouds in the morning and a slight chance of a shower, and then cooler with temperatures, about 72 for Friday afternoon. As we get into the weekend, Saturday will start out okay in the morning, but that front that went through is going to come back on us, come back north from the Gulf of Mexico, and it'll bring showers in for Saturday afternoon, and then numerous showers and a few thunderstorms for Saturday night. As that front moves onshore and on up through Alabama, we can expect, again, showers on Sunday with a few thunderstorms and at least into the lower 80s. And looks like now Sunday night into early Monday, another cold front comes in. And that's going to give us at least some dry weather for Monday with temperatures around 80 degrees. So we won't see a big drop in temperature, but we will see lower humidity. So we got a lot of things going on here. Certainly a warm day today and a slight chance of rain for today and tomorrow. But then if you're doing anything Friday night, Friday evening, we expect numerous showers for Thursday night, and then Friday conditions improve. And then, unfortunately, rain comes in on Saturday, especially Saturday night and Sunday.
We're not supposed to be out after 10 p.m., Dr. Bill, except like in the city of Mobile, except for essential services. So we'll enjoy the rain from inside our house. What about severe weather? Is it just rain, or do you expect any severe weather?
There's a possibility for tomorrow night, as that shower activity comes in for Thursday night, that we could see a few severe thunderstorms. And also for Saturday night and into Sunday, there's a possibility that a few severe thunderstorms could occur. So we'll be taking certainly a closer look at the weekend conditions tomorrow.
All right, Dr. Bill, also remind folks, if because we're talking about the fact that a lot of people are at home, they're sheltering in place, but they may still say, you know what, I've heard Sean and Doc and Dalton talking about the Mobile Weather Marine Almanac. Now I got time to read it, but I can't go out and get it. So what do they do?
Well, you can get it online at MobileWeatherAlmanac.com. That's MobileWeatherAlmanac.com. And you can get in and look at the almanac and even look at last year's almanac. It's all available.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate it, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively at FM Talk 106.5. Yeah, you maybe need something new to binge. I guess the missus here, and if you see her on Twitter and her talk, she's now gotten to the end of Netflix. I mean, I haven't even scratched the Netflix. I can't even. I watched the Tiger King thing, and I guess there's a new episode supposed to come out, even more Tiger King, because it's been so successful. They're going to try to milk it for a little bit more.
I doubt she's watched all of Netflix. Maybe all of the grown up stuff to watch, TV 14 and up. I suggest if she wants, she could binge something that I've had to watch a lot of the last 3-4 months.
Yeah.
Just hit the kids section up on Netflix. They've got all kinds of good stuff.
Dalton, have you ever heard of Double Jeopardy in this country? You can't try somebody for something twice. You can't make them serve a sentence for something twice. We have two children.
Mm-hmm.
We paid our dues.
Yeah.
I watched the Teletubbies.
Yeah.
I watched Dora the Explorer.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a lot of Sesame Street. I've already served my penance.
Listen,
do not start with
we're
me.
We're all about the trolls. Wig. We're all about the trolls in the Orwig household.
Now, what, trolls. Twitter? Oh, okay, not Twitter trolls.
No, right? I don't like Twitter trolls. I do like the cartoon trolls.
Okay, I did not see that. Did you see Teletubbies?
Actually, I was a kid when I watched Teletubbies.
There you go. You would talk about how old I am. All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5. She did point out that, by the way, if you just want to, I don't say go get angry, but just shake your head. She pointed out a show the other night to me. She's like, you got to watch just part of this. I'm like, I don't have any time to watch shows. She said, no, we're not going to watch it. I'm just going to show you why. Here's another show that does not understand the South. Heart of Dixie.
Heart of Dixie.
H-A-R-T. I guess she's... Okay. It's the old formula. Mm-hmm. It's the stupid old formula. They did it with Northern Exposure. Here comes the person from New York, right? And then you put them somewhere different. Then it was Alaska. Now it's somewhere here in Southwest Alabama, even though they kind of mix up... Supposedly, they're on the Gulf.
Hmm.
But in the shots, they have mountains in the background. And then the scene she showed me, because she was just trying to drive me berserk, because the stuff, they had some scene where, I guess, this New York doctor, she goes in and orders lunch, and they serve up a piece of fish, and she said, and I'm paraphrasing very poorly here, but, oh, that's grouper. And the lady behind the counter in her bad Southern accent, which drives me nuts. There's enough people with Southern accents. Why don't we get some actors that can actually do them?
Yeah.
And she says something like, "No, that isn't grouper. This is the Gulf, honey. That's catfish."
Oh no! Like we don't have grouper down here.
I'm just gonna. You know what? I can't wait to start a movie production company down here where we'll make movies about New York and get things absolutely wrong about New York, like just factually incorrect.
Yeah.
And just make show after show like that. That's just an idea. 641. We'll check traffic coming up next.
Hi, folks. Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. Given the unprecedented changes in our community, we've adapted here at the dealership to accommodate you, our Kobe family. We are now offering remote delivery services for your next Kobe Subaru purchase. From evaluating your trade at your home to finding the payment that fits your budget, we can do it all virtually or over the phone. In addition to remote delivery services, Kobe Subaru is now offering 0% for up to 63 months on select new 2020 Subaru models with 90 days until your first payment. To take advantage of our remote delivery services, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com or give us a call at 478-5000. I assure you that our staff is following CDC guidelines and each part of your vehicle purchase process will be conducted with professionalism as well as dedication to your safety. And remember, folks, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Good morning for the spring of Toyota.com Traffic Center Mobile Police Department. Not working any accidents. State troopers on the scene again off of County Road 138 east of 225 in Bay Minette. Got an overturned vehicle in a ditch, slowing up traffic just a little bit, but we have light traffic through the area. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, still open for business, ready to serve you. They can deliver, even complete all the paperwork online. Shop online at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
Chuck, I feel your pain. Chuck said I had to endure Bear in the Big Blue House and Barney. I'm going to save us all playing the Barney theme song that's stuck inside. Oh, my gosh. Do not. No, I can. I will unsocially distance and come across this board at you. 643 FM Talk 106.5. Text line's open at 343-0106. I got a cool story on the way as we index people doing right by each other through this coronavirus fight. Innovation out there, American ingenuity, and a young lady who's created a surgical mask for if the patient is hearing impaired. Think about that. And a surgeon or whomever has a mask on and they can't read lips and you don't have somebody signing, how do you get around that? A young lady has shown a lot of ingenuity here, and we'll talk about that coming up in just a little bit. All right, I mentioned this earlier, just a quick associated COVID-19 story, but the actual state government going on or not going on. From Yellowhammer News, they report that Alabama Governor Kay Ivey has delayed the deadline by which the two competing developer groups must submit their proposals for how they would build three new prisons that the state has called for. A quote here from a press release yesterday, and I can't do, you just think about it in Kay Ivey's voice. Given the unforeseen circumstances associated with COVID-19, it's in the best interest of the state of Alabama to grant this extension so the developer teams have adequate time to perform required due diligence and prepare thorough and thoughtful proposals, end quote. Deadline extension is the latest development in a construction saga now over a year old. Remember, Alabama is under a federal requirement to improve conditions in prisons. Now, Federal judges found that the current state of Alabama's correctional institutions violates the Eighth Amendment protections against cruel and unusual punishment. In February, Governor Ivey announced a plan to build three new prisons for male convicts after a year-long process of determining who was qualified and able to accomplish a task of that size. The state awaited proposals from two groups composed by several companies each, and we'll put this whole story up. But the idea is, because the legislature, number one, didn't seem willing to do it, okay, the political costs were too much by moving a prison out of one district and trying to get, and the fact that they are not gaveled in, Governor Ivey can, through the executive branch, enter into a deal with a private contractor to build prisons, and then the state would work out what, then the legislature would come back, put something together to rent those prisons, so, because private prisons are a different thing. These would be privately built and owned, but the state would run them. ADOC employees in there, we would basically be renting space the way you would rent an office, you know, or, you know, some kind of location for a business. Same thing, but it'd be for prisons. Now, the governor can move this way down the road without the legislature. It will be interesting as the legislature eventually will gavel back in and we'll get their reaction. 646, we'll check news coming up next.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit IRSAllStar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The Alabama Department of Public Health is now reporting nearly 2,200 cases of COVID-19 in the state with 64 deaths. With limited testing available, 202 people have tested positive in Mobile County. 8 people have died. There are 42 confirmed cases in Baldwin County. Clark County has now reported 10 cases, while Washington County is reporting 7. Austell is working to protect its employees after a second worker tested presumptive positive for COVID-19. Mobile's largest industrial employer says the employee has not been back at work since the middle of March. Mobile police officers will be allowed to give you a ticket if you violate the city's curfew. This comes after the city council voted on the ordinance yesterday. You can receive a $100 ticket the first time you get caught. If you're caught violating that curfew again, you will receive a $200 ticket. Essential workers are the only ones allowed to go out after 10 p.m. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
This really isn't what I had in mind.
Well, our options for date night are very limited right now.
The car, though?
What? A little music? The moonroof? And us all alone without the kids? It's perfect. Now come here and give me a little smooch.
Stop. The neighbors will see.
Not with this new tent I had installed at Pro Tent Window Tinting.
Aw, honey, you've thought of everything. You're the best.
Pro Tent Window Tinting, helping you navigate through these uncertain times. For a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, call 802-1234 today. That's 802-1234.
.649 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. As spring sports continue to wait for the coronavirus pandemic to fade away before they resume their seasons, everyone's attention is turning to, of course, football and whether or not the college and pro seasons will start on time. Oklahoma State coach Mike Gundy said yesterday that his goal is to get back on the field by May the 1st.
We need to get back to playing football. For a variety of reasons, if the medical people say we can. We don't need to let 1 or 2 months take that away from us. There's too many people that are relying on it.
Gundy told reporters he hopes that tests for COVID-19 will be available in a few weeks to clear both employees and players. Following Gundy's comments, Oklahoma State issued a statement saying that the decision about when to bring the football team back together would not be up to Gundy. Athletic Director Mike Holder also declined to back Gundy's timeline, saying in a statement, May 1st seems a little ambitious. Meanwhile, North Carolina head coach Mack Brown told Paul Feinbaum yesterday that he doesn't think college football will be played if fans cannot attend.
I don't think it's safe. If it's not safe for fans, it's not safe for players. They're going to be right next to each other. I mean, they're going to be hitting each other in the mouth and breathing on each other for 3.5-4 hours. So I just don't see that working either way.
Brown also shot down the idea of starting the 2020 season early in June or postponing it until next spring.
I heard people start talking about let's play in June because it's hotter. Well, we're not going to be ready to play in June. So that's ridiculous. I've heard some say, let's move it back to spring. Well, then you're looking at scenarios about, what about the draft? Will your seniors not want to play because the draft's in April and you're playing football games?
Penn State Vice President of Athletic Operations Sandy Barber said the football programs would likely need around 60 days to prepare for a season once restrictions are lifted. Nike is helping in the fight against COVID-19. Yesterday, the company announced its factories are pivoting to make full face shields and powered air purifying respirator lenses to help healthcare workers in need. Nike explained it's repurposing collar padding from shoes, cords from apparel like bags, and also the plastic used to make the brand's signature air soles to make the face shields. Nike says the first shipment was sent to Oregon Health and Science on Friday, and the company's looking to expand throughout Oregon as soon as possible. Swoosh isn't the only athletic company helping in the fight. New Balance said last week they hope to make at least 100,000 masks a week.
Of course, those will only be for old dads like me.
Yeah.
So the Nike stuff, the Nike logo for the younger physicians,
the cool
and nurses.
Kids, right.
And then for older nurses and physicians, it will be New Balance.
Mm-hmm.
I got my New Balance on right now.
So. I wonder if you can get, and I've got my Nikes on.
See, there you go.
I wonder if you can get some kind of like special tint on those lenses that they're making, like you see the college football players wearing out there.
I would like them to have all the light possible coming through. I'd like them to see.
Good point. 652 FM Talk 106.5. That's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by Roy Lewis Construction, delivering unparalleled value and quality on new construction in commercial and industrial applications. Roy Lewis Construction, building legacies one relationship at a time. Licensed in Alabama, Florida, and Mississippi.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect isolated showers today. It will be warmer with temperatures in the mid-80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 70. And tomorrow, isolated showers of thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
I'll see you later. Okay.
So Dr. Pooey is the best of the best of the leukemia doctors at St. Jude. And we very quickly found out how much he loves his patients. One of our first visits with Dr. Pooey, and he was kind of running through the protocol and naming off all the medications. And he said, but don't worry, you don't pay that. St. Jude pays that. Just to think, like, and what if they didn't?
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures. Saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. We continue to have accident-free conditions so far in Tillman's Corner and Theodore along 90. You'll see radar from Range Line to the 65 split, so be careful. No problems from Azalea, Malabar, Airport, Dolphin, and Spring Hill at 65, and it's a good ride. Right across the Bayway, the Causeway, Daphne, Spanish Fort, light traffic and no wrecks. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, open for business and ready to serve you. Shop at springhilltoyota.com and they'll schedule the test drive at your home as far as 50 miles away from the dealership. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 654 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings online, fmtalk1065.com. You can go there, of course, and get three big things, top news stories of the day, the online opinion poll questions, podcast aplenty there from all the interviews we're doing. You get those. All the shows, 44 hours a week of live local shows that are coming right here. People throw the word organic around. Okay, it's organic. Our shows, we are a locally owned business. Our home office, our side off, all offices here in Mobile. Mm-hmm. Our shows come from Mobile and Baldwin County folks doing the shows, and they're all available in podcast form on the website, plus a lot trending on our social media platforms, facebook.com/FMTalk1065 and twitter.com. It's FM Talk 106.5 on Twitter. So find us there. All right, this story, which I'm going to pop up on those social media platforms here shortly, I think it's great. I love the spirit of the story. Love everything about it. From KHOU, obviously in Houston, mm-hmm. College senior Ashley Lawrence noticed that many people had started making their own face masks due to the shortage of medical supplies amid the coronavirus. But she didn't see masks designed for deaf and hard of hearing community, so she decided to sew them herself. She said right before the pandemic, masks were made and made commercialized to help people with hearing loss have access to their doctor's mouths or lips for lip reading and speech reading, Lawrence said in her Facebook post on Monday. But because of the shortage of masks, everyone started making their own, so I thought, why not make them for all? This is how we stay healthy at home. Lawrence, who said she is a senior at Eastern Kentucky University majoring in deaf education, posted photos of the two face mask designs, both with transparent screens around the mouth. And put this story up. This is so you take the picture, the normal surgical mask looking thing, and it's that kind of aquamarine blue color they use in the medical field, which mm-hmm. I never knew why they choose that color. Other than white, they have that kind of, is that teal? I don't know. It's aquamarine teal. Somebody will correct me. That's teal, Sean. Whatever that color is. It's that material, but then where the mouth is clear plastic. Like we're talking about the repurposing for Nike. Mm-hmm. And so they take the clear plastic, and my ignorance, not thinking about the issues for those that are hearing impaired. Can you imagine the situation? Here comes the healthcare worker in to work with that person. They've got a mask over their face. There's not a sign language translator there. How do they understand what the medical personnel are saying? So these masks have that clear plastic, so the patient that reads lips can sit there and understand what they're being told.
That's so smart.
Really cool.
And it's so great. We've had so many stories already in this first hour this morning about how Americans and companies in America are coming together to help out. And sometimes you need someone to think a little outside the box, and that's exactly what she did.
Indeed. We'll see pictures of this. Go to the Facebook page or the Twitter feed, facebook.com/FMTalk1065. Or you could also go to Twitter and just look for FM Talk 1065. All right, we'll be right back.